Next on News for the Soul. More Than Existing with Corrie Thorne. Corrie is a mystic, psychic, medium and more. Author and creator of the More Than Existing book and self-actualization coaching program, Corrie channels the wisdom of the ancestors and the divine. Her mission is to make every voice and face matter, for we all have the same light within. She brings the guidance of love in the spirit world, so we here may experience in the moment with awe, wonder with faith and not fear. Please welcome Corrie Thorne back to News for the Soul.
Hi, Corrie. Welcome back.
Hello. It's so nice to be back again. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We've got a few callers on the board, so just let me know when you're ready.
Ooh, I am ready. Let's go for this.
Oh, okay. No time like the present. Let's go to 415. You're up first, 415. What's your first name?
Hi.
Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anne in Colorado.
Hello, Anne. How are you?
Hi, great.
And are you coming with a question for me today?
Yeah, I want to try some new things in 2024, and I think I was healing a lot after my dad died and very big transition, so I feel good for 2024. So more about my future and new work area, new relationships, anything in that line.
Okay, so I'm like, 2024 comes with a lot to build, but it also comes with a lot of like secrets and secrets being revealed. And I don't just mean in the world itself. I mean, sometimes the universe reveals secrets to us. And mm-hmm. I feel as if sometimes they are like whispering in our ears. And I feel like this year they're revealing some sort of secret to you of something you didn't know about yourself. Like it could be the sense of you start to kind of have this awareness or this awakening that, oh, you know, I didn't know I liked that. I didn't know I was interested in that. So I feel like this may be the year that you start to find things about yourself that you're interested in that you never would have thought you were interested in. Things are going to really like pique your interest this year. Like you're going to be curious and let yourself be curious. Don't let your thoughts kind of go to that old sense of like, well, no, I would never do that, or that would never be me, or to say, I don't know this. Right. And so there's a lot of the kind of revealing of a new of yourself that you haven't yet to explore, parts of yourself you haven't got to explore, parts of life you have not gotten to explore. And I feel like for you, Anne, a lot of your life has been wrapped up in really caring and taking care of everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You've been very available. You've been very available to everyone else. And this year is the year of being available to myself and getting to know me. It's like this is a time of becoming. And of course, it's volatile. So it does feel like it has a, you know, it's the rumbling of the earth. What's rumbling inside of me? What do I feel like is calling me? And so there's an urge. I feel there's a yearning, whatever those yearnings have been throughout your life. Kind of follow some of those yearnings, those urges that you have, because it just, there's a light coming on, some aha moments, some eureka moments for you. And so there's a lot still in the unknown and a lot that hasn't really revealed itself to you or hasn't revealed itself to even us to see, because it is going to be those choices that you make of when you're walking into something, you're like, oh, I would never do that. And you're just like, you know what? I'm going to try this time. It's like trying new food. Are you still there?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so, I've always done that. I'm a international traveler foodie, so I have no I've done that my whole life. So that's why I was surprised you said that. Yeah.
Because that's what they gave me. That's what they put right in front of me was food.
Yeah. I have no fear of travel and new food since I was like 17. So I just need to do that with other areas, sounds like.
Yes, and so other areas of your life, that's what it's going to be like. I just finished saying to someone the other day, I said, you know how children will sit and they'll say, well, I don't like broccoli, but I like cheese.
Yeah.
right? I like this, but I don't like that. But if I, but if you put broccoli and cheese together, they'll like broccoli and cheese, but they never liked broccoli. Mm-hmm. But yet, they, it's not that they didn't like broccoli. They liked it with something else, right? Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like that's what your year is, right? It's like that sense of, I may not have liked this on my own or by itself, but I like it and blend it with something else. So you may find yourself doing some things that are kind of blending together, maybe like two styles of dance, or it may be two, you know, doing like, say, a cruise and stopping in different locations. But I just feel like it's a year of really, truly saying yes and letting yourself just like know there's parts of you that are opening and awakening to you that you've not yet explored. And that's what you're going to be doing.
Yeah, and that could lead to a career, to money in that new area.
It could really lead you to kind of doing things that you would never expect it to do, right? And in the unexpected, there's always something new. And I think that might just kind of lead you to doing, you know, taking on a new career, a new path that you become passionate about because you want to know more about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you're meant to really spend your life just caring for people.
No, who is?
Right. I know. I really feel like it's something that is about you now. Like, I think I just want to do this. I think I really want to just, you know, do something that's about caring for the parts of me that I want to explore.
Yeah. All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
All right, Anne, thanks for calling in. Keep in touch. This is how it goes.
Yes, thank you, Anne.
You're an international caller next. It looks semi-familiar. Do we have Bob in Australia online?
No! Good morning, Vietnam.
Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, it's 5 a.m. I just woke up.
Wakey, wakey.
Okay, okay. I'm all yours.
What can we do for you today? Do you have a question for me today?
What's coming down the pipeline?
For you personally or in energy?
Yeah, for me.
For you. Well... Do you have a dog?
Yes, I do, and he's listening to everything we say.
I was just going to say, do you know your dog is like a little human?
Yeah, he's awesome.
And basically, your dog just said to me, listen, whatever's coming down the pipeline, it has to include me.
That's right.
You're not doing nothing without me. Pardon me?
He is becoming more assertive. I picked him up about 7 or 8 months ago and he was frightened of his own shadow, but he's now with lots of love and care, he's now becoming quite authoritarian.
Yeah, he is. I'm like he's nothing like he was when you picked him up then, because I'm like, he's getting like, and he don't want to be left alone. Like, he doesn't like for you to leave him.
Yeah, well, I had to leave him yesterday. I went down to a hospital and I was away overnight, so he wasn't too pleased with that. But
that's what he's so mad about.
probably, yeah.
Okay, because he says you're not leaving me behind. He don't like being left behind.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. So, do you do a lot of driving?
I used to when I was traveling around Australia as a folk singer, but I've stopped touring a few years ago.
Okay, because I'm like, I see you doing like a lot of driving. Like, so you used to do a lot of driving. You're very and so. That part of you, that little gypsy little soul, that little kind of self that just likes to explore the world, it's calling you in somehow. I know you've kind of settled down somehow from that, but there's a part of that that's calling you back in. Are you still playing? Are you still recording or doing live shows or anything?
As part of my mission to eradicate suicide, I've put together several presentations, and my thinking is that I can go and hit up all the folk festivals that I played at and go and like, you know, do a sea shanty concert or something, but also then give a presentation on the gift of depression and how there is no such thing as mental illness, so I can sort of get the message out that way.
Yes, please. I'm just like, because I just feel like you're going on the road again, but the dog is going with you. The dog is not staying behind. And I just feel like it's like there was a lot of time in your life in the past while that it just felt like this, like feeling like you were trapped, and that's like the illusion of being trapped in something. So it makes sense for the, for, you know, your period of time that you would have experienced all of this story. And so, but I do feel like you are like, you're becoming like young again. there's a quest, a dream quest. It's like a dream quest. There's something that's calling you. It is time for you to step back out. You need to go back out. You need to use your voice. Your voice is your it's the messenger, but there's power in your voice and that connection that you make. And I feel like it's like this is the beginning of like a whole new era in your life or a new period of time in your life. And it's just like hit the road, get going. Your soul needs it. You need to be able to speak and really truly live.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't come back no more.
No more, no more. That's it, right? And I just feel like it's like you can really truly... And I don't know if you document and record this, like if you do a YouTube channel or if you speak on YouTube or somewhere like that, but I really feel like you would do really well if you start to really put that if you start to focus that direction as well a little bit and tell your story.
On my YouTube channel, I've got lots of videos based on the topic of the gift of depression, but I also... for me, we're all sovereign, unique, and equal, and I believe that everybody holds a piece of the puzzle. So by simply sharing our stories, we help to heal each other. So I have a whole series of interviews of people sharing the stories of their own childhood trauma. So I'm building up a library of, lived experience.
Because I'm like, I see you on YouTube.
So
I'll have to find you.
Bob Edom. It's simple. E-D-E-N. If you search Google, Bob Edom, the gift of depression, everything that I've done comes up. So whether it's music or video, audio, or my books and stuff. So shameless self-promotion.
Shameless one, that's okay.
Any insights into romance and finance? Let's dance?
So, now, did you have the love of your life already?
Yeah, I reckon I did.
I feel like you've already had like that love of your life, and I'm feeling a sense, and I'd like there's a sensuality to it when I pick up this love of your life, and it was this bond, but it's like so love of your life versus, you know, companion, partnership, support. I feel like there's a big difference in what we seek at different stages of our lives, right? And this is what I'm asking you.
Yeah,
I feel like you're seeking support.
Yeah, I'm looking for my next. I've been on my own since about 2008, and my last relationship with Valeria, we were like we hardly ever spoke because we didn't mean to. We just used to look at each other every 5 or 10 minutes and just go, you know, blow each other a kiss. And it was such a beautiful relationship. We worked really well together. But then she went off somewhere, and I don't know why. And I just get the the idea that she never asked for what she wanted to do. She was just like along for the ride, and when whatever. But what I'm looking for, somebody that knows their own shit and is dealing with it.
Exactly. So someone who just supports you but don't need anything, you know what I mean? Like, they're just that, it's that equal kind of balance. And I just feel like there is, that kind of person there. And I feel like you're really going to meet them in conversation, not somebody for you to fix or not somebody to live in your shadow. I don't feel like it's that.
Yeah, I'm not here to fix anybody. Like, I'm not here to wake anybody up. That's their job.
Right, that's their job, right? So I'm like, you know that once in a blue moon, that once in a blue moon something happens that's just magical? I feel like this is your year, that this once in a blue moon, there's just going to be these magical experiences. Like, that's what I'm getting. Yeah, and I mean, and of course, we're just finishing that cycle since 2008 of, you know, the whole Aquarius, the whole Pluto shamage, and Pluto is moving. I'm not an astrologer, but Pluto's moving, right? And it's moving into Aquarius, and it's like the end of some old karma. And with it, of course, there's change. And so I feel like change is happening around you, and the once in the blue moon, I feel like you're just going to have two once in the blue moon experiences this year for you, where you just kind of have those moments that you're in the right place at the right time, meet the right people, help the right people. That's what it feels like to me. And yeah, and you're just kind of, you're coming to life again. You're going to be like young again.
Well, you know, I reckon I'm on a mission to reclaim the innocence of my childhood. For me, I believe innocence is our birthright, and yet society strips it away from us. And that's pretty deep, isn't it?
I live deep. I wrote the book More Than Existing for a reason, because it's because you live deep.
I don't talk lawnmowers or hairdos or, you know, cosmetics.
So I'm going to ask you this question.
Go for it.
I'm going to give you back a question. Where in innocence does grace belong? If you were to think of that younger version of you, that younger child of you, and you see grace, like, where does grace, where would grace fit into that innocence? How would you put that together?
For me, the grace of the child is, spontaneous. The whole movements of a child are graceful. You know, they spontaneously dance, they spontaneously sing, you know, before they even go to school, you know, and these are the things that the child does naturally and gracefully. So our whole untainted childhood, it lives under the umbrella of grace.
Could you write a song about that?
I don't know.
I feel like there's something for you to write about that. I just got that, and I just heard ask you that, and then ask you to write a song about it, or to write something about it.
Yeah. Well, in all the, this is my 59th year as a paid stage performer, and I've never written a song. I've written a few parodies, you know, stolen somebody's tune. But recently, in the last 3 or 4 years, my passion has moved from sort of singing, performing, to writing, and what I write just comes through me. So, maybe that will happen. But we already have Amazing Grace, don't we?
We already have Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's one of my favorite songs. So this is a card that is in my deck of my goddess cards, but it says, innocence, grace. Her name is Grace. You were innocent until somebody told you you were not. You thought you saw until your eyes saw something more. Grace gives us permission to free ourselves of the thoughts that can turn our world dark. Grace may feel small, yet it has the power to change your life. And I feel like you and your innocence and that return to the childhood energy, but through an adult, is the opportunity to change people's lives. And it's in your movement, and it's in your dance, and it's in your flow that really truly is doing that. And I just feel like it's not just doing it for others, it's doing it for you. But I feel like there is something of a writing in there for you as well. And to really explore that this year, it might take you a whole year to write it. There's no rush, right? But it just feels like it's something that you write. It's something that you write as you travel, like you and the dog on the way. But there will be somebody else still in the other seat down the road. I think the dog might be a little jealous, but there will be somebody else to fill that seat as well along the way. You'll find that little gypsy soul.
It's funny, Corey. The biggest step I made in reclaiming my innocence was in reclaiming my belief in me, which I lost when I was about 4 3/4 years old. And I'd quickly tell this, don't want to take up too much time. And from my recollection, it was a Sunday morning, and I got up and brushed my hair and combed my teeth and put on my red t-shirt and bounced down to breakfast. And Mum said, "Boy, go upstairs and put on your blue t-shirt, because you know you love your blue t-shirt." So I stood up confused, thinking, well, no, I love my red t-shirt. That's why I put it on. But Mum was very violent. She's very angry. And she's about 80 foot tall. So I went up and I took off my red t-shirt and put on my blue t-shirt. And that is my earliest recollection of me no longer trusting in my own inner knowing and obeying authority figures through fear of being beaten, which happened quite frequently. So with that memory, I was able to work on that and reclaim my belief in me. And I think that was a major step forward in my journey to become my authentic self, which I pretty much am now.
Now you have to dance again, right? Now you have to move again. I believe there's a beautiful writing in that for you somewhere, like another writing. I know you do lots of work, but there's just something, and it feels so personal. Like it feels that it has such a personal connection. And when you just sit in the silence, like no conversation, no chat, but just sit in that silence and just let the grace of that little child in his red little shirt just dance and move, and just ask him what he needs. Ask him what he wants to write, what he wants to say. What does the little Bobby in the red shirt, what would he love to say now? What would he love to, you know, what would he love to do? Where would he love to be?
Yeah. And I've got a final question.
Okay.
And I suppose, you know, my conscious life intention is I am here to have a gentle, joyful, loving, healthy, and abundant life. And since I put that command in place, that's precisely how my life is unfolding. So money is not really a major part of my life. My life is abundant in many, many other areas. But, you know, having some money is nice. And I'm looking forward to having some. So will my book sales take off this year?
Yes, I feel like I said, you hitting the road and you traveling and you getting your message out there, I really feel like it's going to increase everything of wherever your messages are placed is where it's really going to rise. I just feel a rise, but I don't know if I feel like you may even be a little more on the international scale as you move forward, like not just in Australia, but you'll be more international, traveling other places. I think it's just the beginning for you, and it's never too late to really come to life, right? And so money is not really, it's not about the necessity, it's about the worth. And I just feel like it's like you're worth the investment, which you have done, and now you're finding that return on the investment, right? And so it's one thing to first begin to, you know, to what does it cost to find ourselves? It costs us everything that we once had. And then to really, truly then stop and say, okay, now I'm going to start investing back in, and there's going to be investments coming back into me. And I just feel like it's the return on the investment kind of year coming up. It's like, especially by the like midsummer, summertime, I feel like you're really going to find yourself in that. Well, you're in summer season now, so like my summer would be what your winter. So I just feel like you're finding that, you feel like you're going to be finding that sense of that return on the investment. Seeing the, you know, the love and the work that you put in and the passion is going to start finding its way back to you. And it's not a necessity. It's just because you are damn worth it. And so there is a sense of worthiness that's restoring that for you.
Yeah. And I'll close with this little comment.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you. So it's like, yeah, it's only taken me 71 years to become an overnight success.
So here's the other way to look at this. Is that you needed to accumulate a lot of other successes to find the one success that was going to fill your soul.
Yeah, yeah. And you're talking international, and I'm more widely known on the internet as the spiritual mechanic than I am locally in Australia as Bobby and the journeyman, the folk singer. So, yeah.
That's so funny. See, and it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be international, more bigger. Most times even our own family doesn't read our work, don't know what we do. That's right. Like, the people closest to you are not the ones that you're reaching. It's the people that feel like they don't have anywhere else and they don't have anyone else to truly listen to. And you make them feel good. You make them feel like they are worth fighting for. And that's going to be the difference.
Well, for me, the latest figures I can get hold of, and depression is my area of expertise, there are currently 500 million people on the planet suffering from depression in a population of 8 billion. Now, that's what I call a pandemic. And
right.
every 40 seconds, somebody dies because of depression, and they do not have to. And I am living proof of that, and that is my message.
Right, and stick to that. That's your greatest why, and you have to stick to that, right? And it's like, and stay true to it, because I'm telling you, when, you know, humans can have whatever motives they want, but when God, whatever you call God for you, whatever that divine is for you, whatever that is, like, when they're ready for us, we're called up, right? You're called in. So they have a greater plan. And sometimes our greater plan is bigger than we could ever imagine. And I feel like you're stepping into that. So not even what you could imagine, there's something bigger. Just remember the words that I said. Write that thing about the innocence and the grace.
Yeah. Well, this...
Write that life.
Yeah, ever since I...
And we've got a... Sorry, I'm jumping in because we've got a lot of callers on the board, but I really appreciate you, Bob, as always, and thank you for sharing all of that. And
thank you, Bob.
Keep in touch. Hang in there.
Keep in touch.
But we've got a bunch of callers that are holding in. I'm just keeping an eyeball on the time.
Okay.
516, lucky you. You are next. 516, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, good afternoon. My name's Anita, calling in from New York.
Hi, Anita.
Hi.
Nice to hear from you. Do you have a question for me today?
I do. What do you pick up about love life and travel for this year?
Okay. Life and travel. Let's see. So let's rephrase this a little bit. Can I ask you this? What is your relationship with yourself right now?
It's pretty good. I'm in a good space.
Right. So you're in a good space. So what do we need in a partnership?
Someone of quality and integrity.
Right. Okay. So I want to ask you that because I just feel like we need to kind of clear a space for you. There's something of that love life space that really has to speak about the person stepping in to have some really true, like, high standards about themselves and not high expectations, not having expectations on you to meet the things that they're not meeting within themselves. And I just feel like it's like this inner authority. I just felt like this power step in when I went to ask you about this. And I just felt like there's this powerful force, like, stepping in between you and somebody who's, you know, could could be charming, but doesn't have that sense of integrity. And it was just like this divine force just stepped in between and says, there's somebody going to try to get in that just is not for you, but behind them, behind the shadow, there's a truth. And so there's a true person. So you may be asked it on a date and you're going to recognize that this person is just pompous. And I'm like, I don't know why, but I feel like you're going to meet a real pompous kind of person. And you're like, God, I'm just going to give up on dating. But it's like, it's the thing that, and it's the shadow that's in front of the one that's really the light. And I see the one with being in the light, being someone who's, I just feel like they're rolling their sleeves up. Like there's someone who can roll their sleeves up and do the work, right? Like they got no problem kind of getting in and doing what needs to be done. They love a shared relationship, like somewhere where they get to share the chores, doing things. Like they're not looking for you to do all of the work for them. And instantly I'm just like, I want to roll my sleeves up. So I'm just like, they are ready for a relationship. So it feels like it is on its way in. Like I said, you're going to meet the pompous first.
Oh, great.
I know, right? But it's like, because those people often have they have this false confidence, like they're presenting themselves and they're like, oh yeah, I can give you everything. And it's like, no, it's the one behind that says, oh, God, should I ask her? Should I not? Should I? Right. And it's like, I just feel like it's that whole sense that you're like, just ask me. But that person, that person feels like it's there. So there is, like I said, two possibilities coming in here. You will choose.
Okay.
You will choose wisely. Now, were you planning on like some sort of like European trip or something like that this year?
I'm hoping to go. Yes.
Okay, because I'm seeing something European. I'm seeing, like, it kind of looks like maybe Greece or even, like, because I'm seeing the buildings. Like, I feel the warmth, but I feel the like, concrete of buildings, right? Like, so I do feel like it's, like, that is in the works for you. I do feel like you got a few months of having to really, truly get things together to go. And it feels like there might be a little bit of an obstacle that appears, and you're like, oh, I don't think I can do this now. But remember, sometimes to get to the good things, you've got to remove the obstacle. Don't give up so easily.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just quit on things.
Interesting.
I just feel like it's going to be there for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting because
I'm
thinking of planning a trip to Greece. And one of my friends who lives in Canada, I'm in New York, wants to go. Do you see her coming if I do plan this trip?
Yes. And so she may be where a little bit of the obstacle may be. She may be saying, like, you know, I don't know if I can afford to go, or I don't know if I can make it work. You just got to keep saying yes. Mm-hmm. And if she's the one meant to go with you, she'll travel. But you just keep saying yes. You're meant to go this year.
Okay, good. Good. That's exactly where I want to go.
Yay. Sounds so good. Yeah, I love that.
Dependent.
Well, I hope that
helps
you.
Yeah, that was
great. Thank you.
Can I just ask one quick? I paint. That's my hobby. I'm an artist. Do you see anything happening with art, like in terms of sales and promoting myself this year?
I think it's the year that you have to promote yourself. You have to be your own advocate this year. It's a year of action. And so really, truly believing in what you create. Did you just create a brand new masterpiece or working on a masterpiece? I feel like there's a masterpiece in creation.
I just did a dancer in a purple dress, a large piece, yeah.
Okay, because I feel like she's a masterpiece.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm like, really promote her. Kind of, I feel like she may be your in. And I just see her being in creation. I paint as well, and I just seen this masterpiece coming to life, and so I think that may be your end. But really, truly believe in yourself enough so that you can self promote, maybe even start a website and start promoting yourself that way as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning to do this year. Promote.
Yeah,
You
can.
You can do
big things with your artwork.
Okay, great. I'll work on it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Keep
appreciate
us up to
it.
Date. I want to hear what's happening.
I will.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep, let us know how it goes. Buttons on the board are slow. Let's go next to it all ones. One of you is now live. What's your first name and where are you calling in from? Hello?
Oh, no.
One of you on Skype or all ones is now live. We can hear you shuffling around.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to talk, but they're cutting in and out.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it's a really, really long distance call from like another planet. Who knows? You never know.
Right.
Itself.
I was just gonna say. Right. Hi. Oh, there's
all ones.
There.
Hi.
Hi. Next all ones. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Oh, my name's Donna, and I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
And what question do you have for me today?
What do you see around me as far as career opportunities at the moment?
Okay. Are you presently in a career?
I do something, but I'm changing at the moment. So
okay.
Looking for
new opportunities. Do you call what you're already doing just a job?
No.
Okay.
But it's an opportunity.
Okay. I feel like there is an opportunity for you for something that feels like it is an actual promotion type of thing, something where you get to move up and move into alignment to kind of grow a little bit more. And I don't know if that's something you've been seeking or searching, but it feels like there's an opportunity. I feel like you're going up. I'm looking at a chart and I just see things like going up. And so I feel like it's like an opportunity for you to either take on some sort of like management position or move into position for a management position. And that's what I kind of see around you. And you really taking what you do very serious and putting like almost like your best foot forward. But I do feel like there's like somebody who sees what you do. So it's like a boss or like a CEO or something that really sees you and sees what you bring to the table. And so there's just like, and it feels like it's still not all the way right here, but there's a light. I see a flickering of light bringing it into me and seeing it. But I keep seeing charts. What's with the charts?
Charts? I have no idea.
Okay, because I see charts, and I keep seeing like charts. So I don't know what the charts would represent. And I see things climbing up. In your career, do you have a position where you also get to invest into like a pension plan or anything like that as well?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like that might be what we're looking at. And I feel like it's something that even gets to kind of add to the pension, kind of grow the pension even more. I just see like numbers are going up. Whatever you've invested into, numbers are going up.
Okay, so that's a good thing. So in other words, there's potentially in the future and a better opportunity is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It feels like way better.
Yeah,
I just feel like sometimes it's like, you know, we kind of can think into like a limited way of thinking of how far we can go. And then, but the universe always has even something beyond what we can think possible. And I just feel like this is an opportunity that like you wouldn't have even thought of it, or you didn't think it would become available to you, but it's becoming available to you.
Oh, in the any idea what industry that would be?
All I see is glass windows around you. What do you actually? What are you doing?
Oh no, I don't work in offices, so no, there's no glass around me.
No, I don't. No, I just want to know what you're doing.
Oh, I don't want to say too publicly, but I work from home.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you do work from your house.
Yeah.
You work inside your house?
Yes.
Okay, so you're inside, right? You have all these windows. Because I see the shift, what I'm seeing is I'm looking out windows, like I'm sitting inside, I'm looking out of all these windows, I'm seeing like glass windows around me. So I don't know if this opportunity or the shift or change like is really happening in a place of where your scenery changes. What you look at from the inside out begins to change. So do you consider moving outside of your house to go to work? Would you consider that? Is that an option?
No, I wouldn't want to do that. That would be awful. No, I don't want to do that.
Okay, so there may be something like that that may come up that may be tempting, and it's like because it may seem good, but knowing full well inside of your body that it's not for you, so I don't know why that temptation would come up, but there's going to be some, it feels like there may be some sort of temptation that brings that in, but stick true to you watching your charts go up, like what brings you to that place of being able to live that dream life. Because, you know, there's these limited, you know, we can think in a limited way, but the universe has something even bigger for us. And
yeah,
I guess what
so
I feel like.
Well, there is some good opportunities coming. That's
yeah.
I just don't want to be without any money. And yeah, my priority is growing the pension pot. So if you say you see it going up, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I see it going up. I just see the charts going up. And so I'm like, don't give up on it. Just keep holding. And I just see it, like I said, I just see it growing. Things are going up. And that's all you have to remember. Everything brings you to an upward swing. But there is going to be a temptation. Like I said, there is this. And I don't know if it's someone offering you a position or something else coming up, because I see all these glass windows. Like I see you're looking out windows, but I see the scenery changing. So there's an opportunity or something where the scenery would change. But it can also be the opportunity to even travel with that. So just stay focused on the chart. That's what I keep seeing. Stay focused on the chart, because the chart is your everything.
Which is my focus is my pension. Pot.
Yeah.
Trying to keep
your pot.
I don't want to. I'm hoping it's all good. That's the most important thing. So, yeah.
It's
all right.
Going
thank
to keep
you.
Growing. You are
good.
So welcome.
Then I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry
no,
then. All right.
You don't have to worry. You're going to be just fine.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let us know how it goes. I love the follow-up calls. They're the funnest. Let's go to. Well, let's try another all ones. That's what we got left right now. All ones, you're
okay.
Now live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Uh-oh.
Hmm.
I don't think that one's working either. Wait. Anybody there? Perhaps from far, far away.
Yeah, no, we keep hearing like this little echoey in the back.
Yeah, sometimes the lines go bonkers on us and then I lose everybody, but we're doing good. We've got I've got some emails. We have about 11 minutes to the top. We could also have you kind of tune in for the collective as far as New Year's goes. 2024,
let's
if you
do
have
an
anything
email
else
first.
To add about that.
Let's do an email first.
Oh, okay.
Do we have an email?
We do. I always do. Okay. Something nice and simple here. So we've got Tracy in Oregon wants to tune in about if her relationship is going to be showing up for her in the next year. It's been several years. Tracy in Oregon.
Okay. So the reason why I asked to speak to somebody is because I kept getting like a left hand. I'm like, everything was bringing like a left hand into me. Well, a left hand is also the ring finger, right? And so I just got the left hand. And so Tracy in Oregon, I just feel like there is a lot of ties of things being given to your left hand. And so there's possibility of meeting that just right person. That becomes that life commitment because everything was left hand and I could feel the left hand and I seen the left hand. And so there's a really good possibility that I feel like you take an active role in getting yourself out there this year and really truly enjoying life. And I feel like that's where you're really going to find somebody coming in for you. And I wouldn't be surprised that it's someone who's that serious commitment on the left hand. I just feel like the things are going to the left hand. And so I do feel like you wouldn't be surprised to see a ring go on the finger, maybe even something quick. But I do feel like it's real love, and I wouldn't be surprised that you find this real love this year. That's what I got.
Okay, we have a couple other quick ones here, too. Let's go to Anne in Chicago. And she's asking for just a general message, what's up for her in the next while in 2024.
Okay. And she was
in Chicago,
you said? Okay.
Yeah.
I just seen butterflies. I just seen butterflies and blossoming flowers around you. And I just feel like it's a year of color, like really coloring up life this year. It's like if you had a fresh page from a coloring book and you got to choose whatever colors that you wanted to go on there to really just, who cares if somebody said, you know, oh, that has to be that color, or if it was like color by number and it had to be a specific color. It's like, no, break the rules this year. Break all the rules. Color life the way that you want to love, the way that you want to color it, and just really let yourself have fun with that. Now, I did get a ping above my right eye as soon as I start channeling into Anne. And so, Anne, as soon as I start channeling into you, I got like a ping. So I don't know if you get like stress headaches, if you're always worried about things. I felt like my jaw started to clamp. I feel like you just kind of clinch and you worry about things that have not happened yet. And it's that sense of like, just let go of what you cannot control, get in the moment. And so, you know, even buying those adult color books is a good way to stay focused, like take yourself off of being trapped in worry and emotions and let yourself get busy. Because I know when I paint, it's like time flies and everything that I'm worried about dissipates and it's just gone. And I have all this work that just turned into like a whole creation of something I wasn't expecting. And so I feel like that's kind of where you are, Anne. It's like if you just let yourself get lost in doing something that you you get busy doing and being passionate about, I feel like it's going to reveal so many new things for you, or something new about yourself that you have not known about yourself. I feel like it's healing. I feel like it's in healing, like something of a healing or finally being free of something, finally letting things go. And it's your year to kind of fully embrace that whole healing journey and just say, I'm ready to fully just color my life the way that I want to color it. Break the rules, live by your rules, let go of those worries because worry helps nothing. Fine, step into solutions instead of problems. And I feel like you're just going to feel everything start to release from all that tension and worry that you carry. And that's what I have for Anne in Chicago.
Try to take another quick call. 504. Oh, cool. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Debbie. And I'm having a lot of anxiety right now, which I've never had that before.
Okay. So the anxiety is not really new.
I kind of figured that, but things are not working to keep it away.
I always say, listen, it's not all about you. It's actually the energy. And so there is a lot of movement happening in the energy. And that beginning of January, like people really get into, oh, it's the new year. We better start making all these plans and start getting into action. No, it's actually like where in the, you know, the rhythmic flow of our body really wants to rest. But we're being always sold, go, go, go. And mm-hmm. we also, like I was just speaking about earlier in another call, you know, Pluto is making its shift. And there's a couple big shifts that are happening. And there's a lot of big explosion. On January 20th, Pluto shifts into Aquarius. And it kind of ends like a big rain of karma from like 2008. There's just some big energies. But 2024 does have some kind of like volatile energy. It's revelations. It's like we're seeing a lot of revelations. We're seeing a lot of things take place. And we're in the energy. We're in the world, but we don't have to be of the world's energy. So we don't know sometimes what's causing it. And time feels mm-hmm. like it's like speeding up on us. But it's mm-hmm. we also have like these little breaks in energy. And so you're feeling it. So it's because you're as sensitive and you're feeling mm-hmm. all the other energy and it's not really you. So if you change the name from anxiety, and I'm no doctor, so I can't diagnose anyone here. But if you say to yourself sometimes, it's like, you know, is this movement? Is this moving things out? Like a big massive detox is happening within us. So all the things that you probably have been working on the last few years are finally being like rooted out. So it's like, is this me? I always ask myself this. This is my question when I'm working with clients, when I'm working just in reading energy, is this me or is this somebody or something else? If it's not me, take it away. And okay. If it's me, reveal to me what it is that I need to look at right now.
Okay.
And it will instantly go, right? It's just like this sense, because what you're doing is you're instead of getting caught in it, right? And so it's like that, unorganized fear story, right? It's like, you know, it can be any, it could just, it spirals us. so that it doesn't get spiraled is that you actually contain it, you bring it in, and you look at it and say, listen, I don't have mm-hmm. time for this. If this isn't right, and that way you start to recognize it. Because I don't feel, so when I start to like tune into you, I do not feel this is your anxiety. I do feel
I
like this is
someone
that
does have a lot of anxiety, though,
beginning
dementia and things like that. But I'm an Aquarius, so I agree with everything you're saying.
Right. Okay. So you are the Aquarius. All right. Okay. So I'm like, yeah. And so, you know, and there's an evolution kind of energy that's happening. So you are evolving, you are growing, but you are picking up that other person's energy as well. And so is this mine? Is this not mine? And being able to clear, because when I pick up you, like when I get into you, I don't feel you have anxiety. I feel like you got your feet on the ground, and I feel like you're very much someone who can use discernment very well.
Yeah, it's I lose focus, though, you know, when I'm around a lot of negative people or low, I won't mm-hmm. say negative, let's say lower light people or whatever, I don't want it to sound judgmental, whatever you call someone that is just awakening, possibly.
Yes, or energy vampires. Energy vampires. So that's, you know, that's where that sense of, like, when you're in a space like that is just, you know, I know who I am. I know who I am enough to know who I'm not.
Okay.
I know who I am enough to know who I'm not. And so you recognize that, okay, all of this energy is around me. What is, you know, what is happening within me right now?
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of start to, you become, you know, curious about that self and really starting to discover those pieces of you that are also then adding an emotion, right? We add the emotion. It's like adding in the whipped cream, right? We're going to add the emotion on the feeling that the body has. This mm-hmm. is a feeling. This is a feeling in the body. It is not an emotion. The emotion I'm going to think into creation. So then the moment mm-hmm. you bring the emotion in, you start to create that. And so I'm not going to add an emotion. I'm feeling this. I'm going to call it up and call it out and remove this.
And that's a quick tool just to remove it, just to say I'm calling it up and out and remove.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually it did, because it comes with a, like a ball in my chest, and it's gone right now. Yeah, that did work.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. And so, yeah. And so what it is, it's your authority, right? I have you're a sovereign being, and you have that authority, you know, I have that authority over me. No one's going to make me feel, you know, I'm the only one making me feel the way that I'm choosing to feel.
Okay.
People can
right.
project things at me, but I don't have to accept it.
Yeah. Yeah. Part of the karma too, I don't know if you can sense this as well, but I've been having like bleed through past life stuff come up too. And
that's all tied into this.
Oh my gosh. And you know, you're like, wow, I've done all this work and now I have to do that work too. Because there's a movie about Indians right now and I know I can't see it because it's going to trigger me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And so that is, it's just like all these little shifts that are just happening and you're feeling. And so it is, it's, we're working in that astral plane. Right. And so there's a lot of resolving of old karma, old soul contracts, and having those endings. And so ending now, so that moving into the middle of the year, everything starts, you know, there's fresh new contracts, there's fresh new beginnings, and recognizing that the soul experienced those experiences, not you, not you as a human, but that was a part mm-hmm. of the soul's journey. And it's because of who you are as a human that helps the soul to be able to, you know, finish out that. In this lifetime, mm-hmm. we absolutely know we're either not that person, we wouldn't do this, we're not a part of that. And so mm-hmm. it's to finally be able to set the self free in all versions of self.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know this is very babyish, but I'm like, it's not fair. You know, you're just exhausted.
I know. I get it. I know. I've been at this for years. It's like, yeah. And so it's, you know, and sometimes it's not for you to have to dive deeper. It's for you to just say, I see it. I hear it. I'm releasing this. Right. And so I'm just going to take back the piece of me and or part of my soul. And I'm going to just cut the cord to this now. I don't even have to dive into it. I don't need to go further. I've seen it. I know what it is. It's been revealed. And because it's been revealed, It can now be released.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Not everything is meant to be not everything is meant to be a deep dive.
Okay. Wow. I feel like I've been detoxing forever.
Right, because we can become very addictive to healing, right? It becomes, we think supposed to dive deep in everything. And it's like, no, we don't need to dive deep. I've seen it. I know it. I can just cut the cord to this and let it go.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. Wow.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much. And
thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Okay, thanks.
So keep in touch. Let us know how you go. Thanks for calling in. All right. We are getting right to the top. Got to ask you, though, you mentioned something that was happening tomorrow with Pluto shifting into something. What can you explain what's happening, what the relevance is, what that means?
So with that shift, it's like the big shift, and it affects certain signs. Like it has a big effect on, I believe, now I'm not an astrologer. So the way that I see it in energy is signs like Aries and Aries, Cancer, I think Libra, and I can't remember one other sign too. It's the cardinal sign. So it's like you're seeing like that sense of being very much, those in specific are seeing like a big shift. It's like life feels like it has been pulling us kind of back, or we've had to face all these challenges. And it's like, you're just finally, all those hurdles are finally, you're starting to come over all these hurdles and a move forward is beginning. Like you're finally getting that sense of, you know, your spiritual confidence, your true, your virtuous self is coming back online and starting to really, it's almost like you're waking up and just going, where was I? How did I end up doing this? Why am I in this? And it's just like, oh, okay. It's like the bad dreams are over. The nightmares are over. And it's beginning to move forward. But also with it, because it is a shift, it's like a revelation, right? It's like in a revolution, right? So we're going to go through so many shifts and changes because it does have a magical energy to it. It has it has Aquarian energy. And so anything is possible. That's what it feels like. And it does kind of break us free of a lot of old karma that we've had for centuries and cycles of, you know, years. And we're just going to start to see finally the ending, of course, of a cycle means that we got to watch the destruction and the collapse so that the new beginnings can begin again. And I feel like the way that I'm seeing it is that by April, we'll start to see, you know, a big part of the shift. And then by summer, we'll see it. And then September, we've got a little loop of where we've got some deja vu, like we're going to fall back into it and say, did we get anywhere? But that's only short-lived. It's a reminder of how far we've come. And then it's like open. So it also is like, I see a lot of weather patterns with it, a lot of the earth shifting like on its plates as well. And so there is a lot of movement. So it's really a year of movement. And so it's like standing on a treadmill and not moving your feet. If you don't move your feet, you're going to fall back over the back because it's moving with or without you, right? And so it's like being on a treadmill. You got to move your feet. You got to take action. So it's really time to start taking action towards anything from healing, career, all those things. Is that how am I going to start taking action? You've got to do something, right? We sit there and say there's no job, but we never create a resume. We never apply anywhere. There'll never be a job. It requires action. And that's what I got for you.
All right. Well, I'm glad I asked.
And I'm heading in for back surgery on Monday. So I'm going in. Right. So, yeah. So it's hard to change.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Well, I hope that goes well. Let's just see it going well. And
all going well.
Yeah. Did you have any other things you want to let people know about? We've got about a minute left.
Okay. I think the one thing I have is next Saturday, and it's all on Facebook. It's a Facebook live Heart and Soul Summit. You'd have to go search for it, or you can go to my website. If you go to CoreyThorne.com, you'll be able to see that it is right there. It's the Heart and Soul Summit. It is five presenters and speakers. And we're all speaking about different things about the heart and soul and opening up and healing. And you can go join that group and take part in those live videos. And mine's recorded because I'll be recovering. And so that's happening. And then other than that, if you go to my website, I have some courses right now that I'm offering out for 30 days for free in the dragon realm, in the mystical realm work that I do. And a bunch of subscriptions of some of my previous recorded work in the More Than Existing Academy of Higher Consciousness. And you can get a subscription type base where you can go in and take all those courses for such a good price and really enjoy so many amazing master classes. And that's what I have for you all. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And thank you, Nicole. Yeah, it's such an honor as always.
Always a pleasure and honor here too. And yeah, I hope everything goes very well for your back, and you're back soon with a good back.
Thank you. You have a beautiful weekend. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too. And thanks to everybody who called in, tuned in, wrote in, and all that stuff. We're back with more in a little bit, a few times today, just after this.
For the Soul begins its 27th year in January 2024. Find out our latest news at newsforthesoul.com.